Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Peace be with you. I am Bruce Wozniak. This is Catholic Sports Radio, located at the intersection of your faith life and sports life, and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots of other platforms. Thanks so much for listening, and do be sure that you have hit the subscribe button so that you get every episode automatically every week. There is no cost to subscribe. It's simply an option that you select one time for convenience. There is even a subscribe page on the website that tells you not only the many places where, but how you can subscribe. Again, though, there's no cost to do that. The show website is catholicsportsradio.net. You can listen there, but there are also links there to hear the show on all kinds of podcast listening apps. And there are links on the website to Catholic Sports Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Please be sure to like, follow, comment, etc. on those platforms. You can always send comments through the website, plus you can post thoughts, suggestions, and engage with other listeners, and even post prayer requests in the show's Facebook group, which is called CSR Listeners. There's a button for that, too, on catholicsportsradio.net. Please help me spread the word about the show. I'd appreciate it if you would tell others about Catholic Sports Radio as I continue trying to draw in more listeners in the hopes that this ministry will bring them closer to Christ. And by the way, if this is your first time listening, thank you. And do go back and listen to previous episodes of Catholic Sports Radio. There have been a lot of good guests, a lot of really great testimony. In terms of my ministry moment for this episode, with the NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball all shut down due to the pandemic, and even the NCAA basketball tournaments canceled, along with pretty much all other sporting events, there's this sense of, well, now what are we supposed to do? It's interesting to me that this is all occurring at the same time that we are in the Lenten season, which is supposed to be a time of self-denial, a time of sacrifice. We are supposed to be more introspective and draw closer to our Heavenly Father and, to some extent, mirror the suffering that His Son endured for us. But it seems like spending more time in the faith isn't even on the things to do during the pandemic list. Friends, it shouldn't take being quarantined for us to realize that we don't need live sporting events to fill us up, to satisfy us. Let's use this time to instead go to the one who is all that we need. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 7, it says, "Return to me that I may return to you." Don't worry about when sporting events will start back up. Return to the one who gave us the gift of life. And use this time to be renewed in Him and gain new life and walk with Jesus during this Lenten season. Moving on now with episode 60, my guest is a former lacrosse player who is an avid surfer and serves as the director of campus and sports ministry at J. Sarah Catholic High School in Orange County, California. He is also a third degree knight. Welcome to Catholic Sports Radio, Zach Eckert.
Hi, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you, Zach. We are actually on opposite sides of the country, me being in Tampa, Florida, and Zach is out in California. But Zach, you're not actually from there originally.
No, that's right. I've been here for now about 10 years, but originally I grew up in Littleton, Colorado.
And your family size?
My family, so just me and my mom, actually. So I grew up an only child. My parents were, you know, divorced when I was really young. So just me and my mom growing up, and most of my family is still all in Colorado, and I'm the only one out here in California. So it's a great place for them to come visit and me to go to visit them.
Well, you sent me something in the lead up to today that said that your family had been away from the faith. Two questions here. Do you mean everyone in your family except you, or your whole family, meaning you too? And then secondly, talk about going ahead, I'm assuming on your own, even if your family was going to still be away from the faith. That's pretty courageous.
Yeah, so my family in particular, my mom, had had some really difficulties in her faith, especially following her divorce. And as happens sometimes, she went through a struggle. She had heard something that a priest had said about divorced women in the church, which was totally false, but led her away from the faith for years and years and years. And it wasn't until the 1999, the Columbine shootings that happened at a local high school just down the street from my elementary school, that totally shook my mom and led her just to kind of seek God in a new way. And led her back to the Catholic Church. And it was there through the priest there, Monsignor Ken Leone, who kind of counseled her through the teachings of the church and brought her and I back into the faith. So it was really my mom's kind of reawakening in her own faith.
So am I understanding correctly that as she fell away, you fell with her kind of by default? Am I getting that right?
Exactly. I was still so young. And so, my education in the faith was so minimal. I really didn't know the difference. And so it was through us coming back and meeting Monsignor Ken and the youth minister of the church. At this point, I was now in around, fifth or sixth grade. And we went through RCIC to get all of my sacraments and kind of began to learn that way.
Okay. Well, this is Catholic Sports Radio, so we do want to talk about the sports aspect of Zach Eckert. And so, listeners, I want to have Zach talk about the time that he spent playing lacrosse, but here you go. This is what Catholic Sports Radio is all about, the intersection of your faith life and sports life. So, Zach, talk about your time playing lacrosse and the role that faith played in your experience of the game.
Yeah, really, faith. My faith and my awakening in the faith has just changed my game so much. I'd played lacrosse from the time I was really young. It kind of hit Colorado and took it over by storm. It's one of the huge hot spots for lacrosse, as it is, kind of a growing sport, and mainly in the East Coast, but it kind of hopped and just kind of had like this brush fire in Colorado. And so from the time I was a little kid, I started playing and just totally fell in love with it. I loved the game. But when I was going through middle school and then on into high school and had this kind of faith awakening, changed it really in a lot of ways. In particular, just my growth in virtue. And at the time, I'm not sure if I even really fully understood that. But my coach in high school was a man named Bob Zimmerman, who was from the Naval Academy and a longtime lacrosse player and a man of faith himself. And just the way that he coached us and the way that he lived this philosophy of his own faith really empowered me. In particular, one of the things he would always say to us, he would say, chop wood, carry water. Chop wood, carry water, which is kind of his way of put in the work day in, day out, even if you don't feel like it. And that's a really important thing, I think, for our faith because, and I work with a lot of students who, they'll go on a retreat or they'll have an experience in their faith and they're on fire in the moment. And then a week or 2 weeks later, they kind of forget it because the feelings have left them. And our faith is something where we have to will it. We have to will to go to Mass on Sundays. And we can have these experiences of our emotions and our faith, which are good, but ultimately it's our will to do what is right, to follow God. And so that was important for us. He would say, show up every day early, on time. If you're on time, you're late. When you show up early, we'll get the field set up. We'll do what we have to do. We're going to chop wood, carry water. And that was one way, I think, that he was really coaching us to grow in virtue, which ultimately helped me in my faith just to persevere through those difficult times.
Now, by chance, was he Catholic? I should have asked before, were you attending Catholic grade school? Was this a club lacrosse team? Was it a school lacrosse team? Just fill in some of those details.
Yeah, so interesting. It's public high school. I went through public education all the way until college. I had a really solid youth group, as I mentioned, that was really my faith formation. And our coach was a non-denominational Christian. And even at our public high school, you know, would invite us into prayer. Hmm. And at the time, you know, this is back in the, you know, mid-2000s, you know, no one seemed to bat an eye at that. And
wow.
Definitely if you didn't want to pray, you know, you didn't have to, but
sure.
It was something that all of us did together. And at one point my senior year, all of the varsity team was wearing WWJD bracelets.
Wow.
What would Jesus do, if you remember those?
Wow.
And so that was kind of cool, you know, that there was this philosophy he was instilling in us, and everything that we do on and off the field, what would Christ do? And I thought that was pretty amazing as someone that was involved in my own spiritual life outside of school, to see my peers on my lacrosse team wearing those bracelets. And even if, you know, maybe they were 1 foot in, 1 foot out, you know, in the party scene, you know, it was just kind of a cool way that our coach was able to impart his faith upon us. And as a Catholic, you know, it was totally supplemental for me, you know, to see, you know, this man living out his faith in such a public way.
Yeah.
So it was an incredible experience.
Well, and so then getting back to the statement about keeping the fire burning, you did leave Colorado and went off to college then.
Yes. So I first had a year and a half at Creighton University in Omaha, Nebraska, and eventually ended up transferring my sophomore year to Franciscan University of Steubenville. And that the main change there was I really saw myself in ministry. I saw myself going back into a parish or a high school setting where I could build up the church. And I just knew the only place to do that was Franciscan for me.
So then when and why did you move to California?
So I had a good friend who was a volunteer in my high school youth group, a woman by the name of Karen Reynolds, who was super formative in my high school life. And after I left for college, she also moved away to California, to a little town on the beach called Ventura. And she was doing youth ministry there at a parish, Our Lady of the Assumption Parish. And so as I was getting ready to graduate, I started sending out applications to different churches, looking for some jobs in ministry. And I got this phone call from her looking for an assistant to come out there to California and help her. And I've always loved California. And so I had like starry eyes, you know, like, yes, I want to move to the beach and go in and work for the church. So that's kind of why I moved there. I had a friend and thought it'd be a great way to serve the church there.
Great way to serve the church and a great way to surf, serve and surf.
Yes, exactly. So it's totally a beach bum little town, and it's much more slower paced than, you know, Los Angeles, other bigger cities in Southern California. But a lot of surfers there. And so when I moved there, I knew I wanted to learn how. And it's difficult. It's so it's not very similar to snowboarding as one might think, which is there's a lot of that in Colorado. But I tapped into a lot of the people that live there to teach me how to surf. And so it took a few times to stand up. But ever since, it's been a great love and hobby of mine.
Well, and listeners, there have been one or two guests on this show that have talked about surfing, the more recent of which is Bear Wozniak. You might want to go back and listen to my interview with him. In the meantime, though, listeners, I am just as curious as you are when it comes to what exactly does a director of campus and sports ministry do at a Catholic high school. But before I ask Zach that question, if you do like what I'm doing here, if you're tuning in regularly to Catholic Sports Radio, if it's helping your faith life, if you believe in this ministry, if you enjoy Catholic Sports Radio, you're getting some type of value, some benefit from it, and want to help out, I would appreciate your support. I am just a one-man show taking this all on by myself, including doing all the producing, hosting, and editing of this show every week, as well as the administrative and promotional work, booking the guests, and so on, which means that all the expenses come out of my pocket. So if you feel I'm giving you something each week that you'd like to support, utilize the Donate to CSR button on CatholicSportsRadio.net, which will give you the opportunity to contribute in whatever amount you wish securely online. And for those of you that don't like the idea of putting credit card information online, just email me through the contact page on the website, and I'll get you an address to send a check or money order to via U.S. mail. I mentioned on the last couple weeks' episodes that I had someone do that, send me a check through the mail, and then another one of you did send me a donation electronically. If you're cool with doing it online, look for the Donate to CSR button on CatholicSportsRadio.net. Pray about it and see if this ministry might be somewhere that you feel moved to support. I would truly appreciate your assistance. Over the last several episodes, I've been giving examples. If you think of the concept of web hosting services, a company that hosts your website, in the podcasting world, there are podcast hosting companies. They host the audio files containing podcast episodes, and they help distribute those out to various podcast platforms, various apps. I can share with you that for me, the cost is $20 a month, which amounts to $240 for the year. So in case you're curious about what an example is of the costs that your contribution would help with, that's just one more in addition to those that I've been mentioning over the past several episodes. So no contribution is too big and no contribution is too small. It all helps with the various expenses related to running Catholic Sports Radio. Zach, since 2013, you have been the Director of Campus and Sports Ministry at J. Sarah Catholic High School. What does a typical day or a typical week look like for you in that role?
That's a great question. It's totally evolving and different every day, but mostly it's spent with and accompanying with students every single day. So I have an office right in the middle of all of the theology wing classrooms. So every student at our school has a theology class every single year. So on a typical day, I'm seeing every student in the school walking by our office. Kids walk in throughout the day to say hello, to talk, if they maybe want to just kind of hang out, or if they want to talk about more serious things. We're sort of a pseudo counselor type. But then we also have about 10 overnight retreats throughout the year that are offered to every single grade level in both semesters. So we go on a retreat, an overnight retreat, about once a month with our different grades, which are a total blast. They're multi-night retreats in incredible ways. We've just seen incredible and heard incredible stories of kids having conversions on these retreats. And then, of course, there's the sports ministry aspect, which is just empowering our coaches, forming our coaches, and providing that spiritual formation for their athletes.
Do you see student athletes who are of the mindset that there is their faith life and their sports life, but the two are totally separate, and then they go through something where they have an aha moment and they realize that the two do intersect?
Yes, absolutely. We've seen, you know, we're in the Trinity League here in Orange County, which has been said is, you know, one of the toughest leagues in America, if not the most, you know, the toughest league in America. We have a ton of big schools here in this league that have a lot of really real success in athletics. And so it draws a lot of students here that want to play at that high level. And in particular, one young man I'm thinking of is Seth McKellar, who graduated just last year, played football for us, and last year was ranked the number one long snapper in the nation.
Wow.
He's now playing at the University of Arizona this year as a freshman. And Seth went through a really incredible transformation last year. And as happens sometimes, I didn't know him until his senior year. And he was in the chapel. We do these chapel talks before their home games for the football team. And I've scheduled various speakers to come and talk to the boys. Well, one of the speakers, Chris Ledyard, who's our athletic director, who's our connection here, gave this talk to the football team. This light bulb goes off in Seth's mind, goes and talks to Chris, says, "Mr. Ledyard, what you were talking about, that's me. You know, I'm not living for my faith right now. I'm not living for, you know, the purpose that God has created me for. I want that." Hmm. Now, a year later, fast forward a year later, he is totally on fire for his faith. You know, he actually ended up becoming Catholic. He was baptized last year at the Easter Vigil. He's now a daily communicant in Arizona, and just hungry, just so hungry for the faith. And he's not stopped playing football. He's still playing football. And we've had a lot of conversations, you know, he needs to keep on playing football because our country, our nation needs people like Seth that are living out their faith deeply like that.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, this might help some parents who are listening right now and would love some advice on keeping their son or daughter in the faith. What are some specific techniques that you use for student athletes to make sure that it's not just all about sports and their faith life is basically, oh, I go to Mass on Sunday? Because understandably, they're at an age and living in a time where it's real easy to be distracted to anything but spending time in praise and worship.
Yes. Yeah, that is so true. And it's difficult because every family has a different story and every family has a different path. And so, you know, there could be a lot of intricacies for each individual. But one thing that we do with our athletes, I really think is pretty amazing. Again, this is an initiative of Chris Ledyard, who has empowered me to be the one to lead this cultural shift within our teams, as well as many of our coaches who are already doing this. It's called our jersey ceremony. So it's something that we can be replicated with all of our teams. But in particular, the football team and the basketball team at our school have really taken this and wrapped their team culture around it. Essentially, the jersey ceremony is where the fathers of the athletes impart their home jersey to their sons before the season begins. So the whole team and all the families will get together, typically just the varsity team, and each member of the team will stand up before their teammates and all the families, and their dad comes to them bringing their jersey and takes 30 to 60 seconds just to publicly affirm them, to say the things that they love about their son, their hopes and their dreams for their son, and then give them their jersey. And it's incredible to see what happens, because there's some dads that are really familiar with that and can get really choked up and emotional. But there's some dads too that are not used to talking to their sons like this. And have even said, I'm so ashamed. I never talk to you this way. I'm usually so down on you and I'm hard on you, you know, and it's tough for me to shift into this gear. And it's beautiful to see them make that shift. And I think that our sons and daughters, they need to hear our, you know, their parents speaking to them this way, in this loving and affirmative way. And I think it's really beautiful for our kids to know that, you know, we're behind them. That's, I think, one of the biggest things.
And how. That's fantastic. Well, we're in the home stretch here. I do want to give you time to talk about your involvement with the Knights of Columbus.
Yeah, so I am a third degree knight, and a good friend of mine, who also is a theology teacher at J. Sarah, is a fourth degree knight, and really encouraged me to be involved. And really, just as one of those things, as you know, at the time I was single, and he said, you know, as a single guy, you know, the knights could really use guys like you, you know, who have this extra time to come in and serve the church in this way. And so I really kind of fell in love with the story of the Knights of Columbus. And so got involved with him, and he sponsored me through the first 3 degrees. And so I'm not yet a fourth degree. I hope that very soon I can end up getting married and starting my own family. So time has been a little bit more difficult to come by. But I do love the Knights very much and the work that they're doing.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, listeners, Zach is not only a third degree knight, he's not only the director of campus and sports ministry at J. Sarah, he's not only an avid surfer, but Zach, you're a husband, and as of 10 months ago, you're now a father as well.
That's right. I got married a couple summers ago to the love of my life, Sarah, who I met while working at J. Sarah. So she graduated from the University of Dallas and then became a theology teacher in our department, and my office was just down the hall from her. And so we met and fell in love. And then about 10 months ago, we welcomed our baby boy, John. So we named him John William. And kind of a cool story, we had picked out his name very early on in Sarah's pregnancy. And he ended up coming 3 weeks early. So he was supposed to come in June, ended up being born on May 18th. which we found out later is the feast day of St. John and the birthday of Pope John Paul II. So we were pretty amazed and felt like that was totally God's name for our son.
And how what a blessing. And 10 months late, but congratulations. I know that you and your wife have found a new calling, and I'm sure that every day is a joy to be with him.
Yes, absolutely it is.
Well, Zach, thank you for your time, and God bless you for the work that you're doing for the kingdom and for the student-athletes over at J. Sarah High School. It's great talking to you.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much, Bruce.
My pleasure. Listeners, I'm going to put in the CSR listeners group on Facebook a prayer that the bishop from the Diocese of St. Petersburg here in the greater Tampa Bay area has sent out in regards to the pandemic. But we'll be consistent here and close this time around with one that we've done before, our sportsman's prayer. Let's do that together in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, you have blessed us with our minds, our spirits, and our bodies. Help us always to be good sports. Help us to understand that when we put on the team uniform, we are first and foremost ambassadors of the Catholic faith. May we always remember that those with whom we play and compete are our brothers and sisters in Christ. May we always treat each other with dignity and respect. May our work and play always give you honor and glory. This we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks so much for listening. This is Catholic Sports Radio. Find more at catholicsportsradio.net, as well as on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It is at Cath Sports Radio on all those, C-A-T-H, at Cath Sports Radio. I'm Bruce Wozniak, and remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's that it's Jesus that you always choose.
I feel silly trying to make up prayers myself. My mind starts to wander as I'm speaking to God. I just don't have time to pray. Do you recognize yourself in any of these statements? If so, we have a book for you. In Pray Fully, best-selling authors Michelle Fanley and Emily Jaminet share the rewards and frustrations of their own prayer journeys to create a practical guide that combines testimonies, tips, and journaling space to help you spend quality time with God. Whether you want to learn how to pray aloud in a group or stop your mind from wandering during prayer, Fanley and Jaminet have practical advice and the real-life experience to help you overcome obstacles to everyday prayer. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LEARN2PRAY. That's Learn, the number 2, pray, to get 20% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.